The University of Illinois announced this week that Dr. Robert J. Jones will be the new chancellor of the Urbana campus. Joining me to discuss the hire is Lee Gardner. He's a senior reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Dr. Jones has served in various leadership roles in national higher education organizations over the years. As someone who covers higher ed, what was your reaction when you heard that the University of Illinois had hired him as chancellor?
Well, I think that they probably made a good choice and that he's a long and respectable career and is not, to my knowledge, known to be anything but a steady hand. So I think that that probably they made a good choice in hiring him.
He'll be the first African-American to serve as chancellor at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus. Are we seeing an increase in the hiring of minorities for these high-level administrative positions?
Well, I certainly think that that's on the minds of boards of trustees when they go out looking for leaders for their institutions. I mean, certainly the past year has shown that there are a lot of issues regarding diversity and inclusion, not only on campus among the student body, but also among faculty and leadership. And, you know, I think that while you don't maybe see a lot of a new wave of hires of administrators of color, I know that certainly boards are keeping that in their thoughts as they look at candidates.
Both Jones and U of I President Tim Killeen came to Illinois from the State University of New York system. What can you tell us about the academic reputation of SUNY as a whole and of the Albany campus in particular, where Jones served as president?
Well, I think it has a very good reputation. I mean, the SUNY system in general is so huge that it's difficult to speak about it as an aggregate. But certainly, Albany has always had a very good reputation, and in a lot of ways, the university is coming to lead is a very comparable institution. So, you know, I think that it's a good transition for the institution.
Jones takes over for interim chancellor Barbara Wilson. She replaced Phyllis Wise just under a year ago. What have you heard about the job that Wilson did during her year in charge here at Illinois?
I mean, I think that, you know, generally, you know, she did no harm. You know, I don't mean to make that sound like, you know, she did a bad job. Just that, you know, she was called to come in a difficult situation, and I think that she's managed to steer the university during a very difficult time for the system and for the state. And so I think she's probably to be commended for that.
Jones inherits a number of challenges here, which you alluded to there, including a censure of the university by the American Association of University Professors. That lingers on from the way that the university handled the Stephen Salida situation, and some state budget uncertainty, which has led to some high-profile departures of faculty and administration. What do you see as some keys for Jones to help lead the campus into some more stable waters?
Well, I mean, he has a challenging task ahead of him. I mean, he's certainly got to rebuild a certain amount of trust with a lot of different stakeholders here. You know, he's got to work with the faculty and impress upon them that he, you know, has their interests at heart. You know, he comes from the faculty, so I think he should have some credibility there. But, you know, he's also got to work with legislators and make the case to them that, you know, the budget situation as it is there in Illinois can't continue as it has without doing serious harm to its higher education system, including a flagship institution like the one he's leading.
And I'm curious, in particular, with the academic freedom issue, it seems like that can be a difficult tightrope to walk. You've got the faculty wanting more academic freedom issues, but certainly you've got donors who aren't necessarily thrilled about some of the things that were said by Stephen Salida in particular, which I think was one of the reasons that for his departure from the university. How do you try and balance that, especially with a funding situation from the state that can be a little tricky?
Well, I mean, as I said, it's going to be a big challenge for him. I mean, running these institutions, which are very large and very complicated, is difficult. But I think that he's not going to have an answer in terms of pacifying concerned faculty or getting the censure lifted from the AAUP. While also dealing with constituencies in the state that you know, are not going to be that eager to bend or to listen to the arguments about why what happened with Mr. Tlaib was inappropriate, as many people believe.
Sure. As Jones takes over here, could you give us kind of a snapshot of where the University of Illinois stands, maybe in relation to other Big Ten institutions, other public universities of similar size?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about, you know, the difficulties that institutions like these are having, and the difficulties are real. But, you know, it's still a very, very fine institution with a good reputation in many respects, despite some dings that it's taken, especially because of the Salida situation. But you know, again, it's super complicated to try to navigate all this with budget issues. And while a big flagship like that is insulated from some of the worst of it in terms of difficulty finding funding and dealing with staff and even faculty layoffs, finding something to do that's going to help with the budget situation. You know, if there's any way that he can, you know, improve that or make the case convincingly, help make the case convincingly, it's not all on him. That's going to be to the good.
Lee Gardner is a senior reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Lee, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.